Hello!
Hi.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
That's what Shane says I have to say. If I don't say it, Shane will come down here and he'll beat me up and he won't let me go back to the donut place ever again.
That's true.
I mess with Shane.
Hi, everyone. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I hope you're all doing well. We are not going to be doing a full show tonight because we are going to be going on a media excursion this week, which I will tell you about after we do our House of Mouse Expo guest announcement. But before we do, don't forget to tell us in the comments where you're watching us from. And if you are watching a replay, type replay. And of course, please share this video with your friends. So, because we do have a really exciting guest announcement coming up.
I put that I'm watching it from my kitchen counter? You should tell us where you're watching it from.
You know, it's been a really long day.
It really has. We didn't know if we'd even get back in time because we had to take the dogs out to Chuck's and got stuck in traffic on the way back. And we're like, okay.
We literally just got home from doing our bulldog drop-off.
Bulldog drop-off. That's good. That
was bad. But anyway, enough about us. Would you guys like to know who is coming to the House of Mouse Expo? Anyone?
Bueller. Bueller.
Now you're showing your age out.
We're in a Back to the Future.
Okay, so without further ado, hit it, Atwood.
It's me.
It's a key.
No. Much more better. It is a drawing of a key. Gentlemen, what do keys do?
Keys unlock things? And whatever this key unlocks, inside there's something valuable. So we're setting out to find whatever this key unlocks.
No. If we don't have the key, we can't open whatever it is we don't have that it unlocks. So what purpose would be served in finding whatever need be unlocked, which we don't have, without first having found the key what unlocks it?
So, we're going after this key!
You're not making any sense at all. Any more questions?
So, do we have a heading?
Ha! A heading. Set sail in a... General. That way, direction.
Captain?
Come on, snap to and make sail. You know how this works. Come on. Oi, oi. Hey!
I'll be able to sleep, Lee. The captain seems to be acting a bit strange.
Setting sail without knowing his own heading. Something's got Jack vexed. Mark my words, what bodes ill for Jack Sparrow bodes ill for us all.
Now we're back. Sorry about that.
Yes, that's right. We are adding two more pirates to the mix for the House of Mouse Expo. Are we? We have Martin Kleba, who played Marty in the Pirates movies, and also Kevin McNally, who was the famous Mr. Gibbs, Johnny Depp's sidekick in all the films. So that is really, really exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. When we got them both to say they wanted to come, it was very exciting. So we already have Lee Ermer coming, who you know is Pintle, but now with Martin and Kevin and Lee, that panel is going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So based on what we've actually all we've met them at previous Exos, not Marty, but Kevin McNally and Lee Ehrenberg. And Lee says that these guys are a real hoot, that we're all in for a real treat.
Yeah, so we're very excited. So we're gonna have three of the pirates from Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. And they've all been in multiple films.
Yes.
So they'll have some, I'm sure they'll have some very interesting stories.
You know how exciting that panel is going to be just to, you know, hear more about the films and, you know, other projects. And actually, Marty Cleva has been in a lot of things that I didn't even realize.
Yeah, he's actually done a lot more. He's done a lot of stunt work. He was actually in Jurassic World. He's been in a lot of Star Wars movies, all as stunt work. In addition to his acting work, so he actually his resume is amazing, and so is Kevin McNally's.
Yeah, Kevin McNally's also been in a lot of things. So it's really cool that we're going to have Marty and Mr. Gibbs there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Another announcement is, I know we talked to you guys last week about those staying on property for the expo at the Embassy Suites, like Buena Vista South. We actually spoke to the venue this week, actually last week, and we are adding a House of Mouse Expo social by the pool Friday night for those that are staying at the hotel with us that weekend. So there's going to be a cash bar and a little social hour after the expo till 10 o'clock. Not too late, because, you know, the next day is Saturday, and that's our big day for the expo.
And in addition to that, once 10 o'clock hits, because that's when the pool closes, the indoor bar and restaurant will be open. So if you want to continue, you may go in there and do whatever
you want. Oh, yeah, just because the bar at the pool stops doesn't mean you can't go inside and continue.
That's right. So, and this is going to be only for guests staying at the hotel, because you need your key card to be able to access the pool area. And they ask that we make sure we keep it to people who are staying there. So do it with a little caveat, I guess you could say.
So there's just another reason to stay on site with us. So you can find all that information on our website now at houseofmouseexpo.com. We have tickets. Yeah. We have VIP packages. You can find the information for the accommodations, all that good stuff. So,
thank you, John. I love this jersey. I wear it all the time. It's a nice Back to the Future shirt.
Okay.
Becky's waving at us from Coronado.
Hi, Becky.
Jackie's saying fun. Dennis, happy Monday, happy Monday. Mm-hmm. Claire, exclusive. Stacy, hi, everyone. So all your comments, we read them all. So thank you guys so much for chiming in here and listening or watching what we have to say and announcing our next two guests. And that's not all of them. We still have more. So now we've announced six guests total for the House of Mouse. We have, I want to say, eight more, maybe it's nine more, I'm not sure.
Yes, so far it looks like a pirate party, but trust me, it's not.
And I can say, as of right now, that's all the pirates that we've signed.
As of right now, that's all the pirates. I know a lot of you really wanted Johnny Depp, and trust me, we really wanted Johnny Depp too, but that does not appear like it's going to happen.
We have to do a GoFundMe, raise a lot of money.
And then even probably have another one on top of that one.
The security alone will probably be very expensive.
How cool would that be? You know what, though? You can dream. I know. And other people keep asking me if Sarah Jessica Parker and Bette Midler are going to be there, and that's also a no.
They're flying in with Johnny Depp. We chartered a private jet.
They're going to come in with Johnny Depp. But we do have some amazing guests lined up, already announced, plus other ones that you don't even know about yet that I'm so excited to tell you about, but I can't. But I will, but I can't yet.
She will, not today.
Not today, but I'm really bad at keeping surprises to myself, because I love to make people happy and be like, surprise, this is it. But I'm not going to do it. I know. It's more fun to kind of drag it out a little bit.
There you go. Okay, so I'm just saying here, nothing bad in the phrase pirate party. It's funny, because when I was talking to Lee Ehrenberg a few weeks ago, and I was talking to him about bringing Kevin and Marty in, and he said it's going to be a pirate party that whole weekend, because he said they're going to take it over.
So these guys are partiers, so and a lot of fun. So it kind of is a pirate party. So maybe that, yeah, I think you're kind of right there. It's going to be fun. We're going to have such a good time. So I hope you guys get your tickets and come join us January 20th through 22nd.
And the other thing is, Martin's from Detroit. Well, Troy, just outside Troy.
That's so. Right. So Marty is actually from about a half hour from where we grew up.
Mm-hmm. Right where I used to work in that area.
So. Yeah, that's very cool too. So very it all cool. comes back around.
So Detroit in the house.
Detroit in the house.
Okay, so like we said, this isn't going to be a really long show tonight, but we did want to talk to you guys about what's going on this week. We are going to be extremely busy starting tomorrow. Actually, we got to finish getting everything packed and ready to go.
When we shut off our live feed, we have to eat dinner and finish packing because... And washing clothes and all that good stuff. Because tomorrow we check in at Coronado Springs. As like the what would you call that, pre-cruise like the media check-in to start off the festivities, because we again stay at Coronado tomorrow, and then Wednesday morning I have to get up early and I'm being bussed over to Port Canaveral to do the live broadcast of the christening ceremony of the Disney Wish. So yes, Disney's going to broadcast it, but guess what? So am I. So watch mine on the Main Street Mouse. Watch mine instead. And then also, after that, we are going to be sailing on the christening cruise. So we will be on the Disney Wish Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we get off Saturday morning. So I really want you guys to make sure that you are following, that you have See First, Favorites, whatever all that stuff is on Facebook, because you know Facebook sucks and you don't see like half of the stuff we post. There's a spot that you can actually make sure you get notifications, like in groups and pages. Make sure you do that, because me being media, I'm supposed to have internet on the ship because that's what we're there for, right? To broadcast everything that the new ship has to offer. So my plan is to basically flood our social media, Facebook, Instagram, maybe a little TikTok, of all the amazing new things that are going to be on the Disney Wish. So if it's within my power, I plan to live feed, video, photos, the whole thing.
Yeah,
so
we're going to be covering the entire ship while we're there. So even if we can't get it on social media, we will have it on our devices. So once we get home, we can start uploading all that to YouTube.
Oh, no, forget it until we get home. I will find a way to get you information. Don't even tell me
Well, no, someday. I'm just saying we can't put out everything.
Can't put out everything. So even though we get off the ship on Saturday, you will probably see coverage of the Disney Wish for a few days after that. Because if I go in my usual traditional coverage fashion, I'm going to take way more photos, videos, whatever.
Yeah, I'll be doing all the videos and editing and stuff once we get back home.
And I'll just be throwing it all out there.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of coverage. A lot of people haven't seen a lot of these things yet. I'm most excited about the Marvel restaurant. What's your thing you're most excited about besides seeing Rapunzel on the back?
Okay, so I'm really excited to see Rapunzel on the ship. I don't really, you know what? I'm kind of going into this with no expectations. Because I didn't even, like, yeah, we've been on Zoom calls, you know, for media and different things to show about the Disney Wish, but I haven't over-researched it because I kind of want to look at it through the eyes of our viewers, through all of you, because I want us to all, just like everything else, I want us to see everything for the first time together. I want to be excited that we get to check out all the newness. And I mean, I just haven't really... I haven't really done a whole lot of digging.
That's, Becky made a good point. That's what I was kind of worried about. She said, hopefully the internet can withstand all of us. It's going to be a great bit. It really will. We're going to really push that because with everybody on the ship is media in some form, either an agency or a media partner of Disney. And so there is going to be, everybody's going to be pushing out. It's going to be like going to a sports venue and everybody seems to be, or going to Disney on a busy Saturday when the park's packed and you can't connect. That would be mine as a technician side. Kind of overload that Wi-Fi. So
and Becky, you'll see me have a meltdown because you know I'm a control freak when it comes to putting out information and covering events. Like,
and I've been telling you for how long? Don't get that way with this.
I'm gonna totally have a meltdown. But anyway, so I'm gonna do my very best. What day are we in Castaway Key? Thursday?
That's Thursday. Yes. So Wednesday night we get on the ship and we'll have dinner that night. I think there's a show probably that night, and then Thursday morning we'll wake up at Castaway. Friday is a day at sea and to explore the ship, and we got a lot of things on the agenda.
So I should be able to get stuff out at Castaway Key worse than yours.
Should be able to, yes.
Don't worry about it. I will figure it out. For there's a will, there's a way. And as you see, our travel partner, Becky and MEI, must be in travel, will be on the ship with us.
And we can't wait to see you either, Becky. It's going to be a lot of fun. This should be a really fun cruise, even though it's working cruise. It's going to be a lot of fun because there's a lot of people on the ship we know, actually, so it's going to be kind of cool to see a lot of these people that we know.
And it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of big media there, bigger outlets other than just us little people.
No, we were told it's a live ship, so anybody could be doing live broadcasts from any place at any time. So basically, you have to be ready to be on camera wherever you're walking on the ship.
Yeah, and I have a lot of interview and content gathering on Friday, so not a whole lot of fun for me till evening. I'm going to be working all day, so as I get that content, if I have a signal, I will be putting it out. So I will love you all forever if you follow the Main Street Mouse for our coverage, because I know you can watch it other places, but please watch mine. Hey, I am not too proud to ask, because, you know, if it weren't for all of you, I wouldn't get opportunities like this. So thank you.
And this is an amazing opportunity. I mean, this is the first sailing with guests who aren't Disney cast members, families of cast members. So this is pretty big that we got invited to this. We're very excited about it, because there's a very limited number of the group we're on that got invited. So we're very excited to take part in this ship and see all it has, and be able to share it with you guys.
And of course, I'll get pictures of merchandise, because that's one that a lot of you are interested in, as far as you know, what kind of goodies they're going to have on the ship. I know that you've seen pictures of some, but there's my kid's home from work early. Sorry. So there's a Dooney that you probably see pictures of, like Chervis Cup, Spirit jersey, all that good stuff. So. I will get pictures of everything I can. There's also a lounge fly that people are all hopped up about too, that I hear, you know, you hear mixed signals, like, are we going to be able to buy it? Are we not? Like, whatever, but I will get as much as I can.
I know it's one of your things on your agenda you have is a merchandise interview opportunity and such.
So yes, sure, absolutely. So, I will get as much content as I possibly can. And you can follow the Main Street Mouse at the Main Street Mouse on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Twitter is Main Street Mouse, because I couldn't get the for some reason. We don't really use Twitter all that much, because Twitter is just that. But you can, if I decide to tweet anything, that's where you'll find it.
And then everything will be uploaded to YouTube afterwards. I'm not going to kill our data on the ship to upload to YouTube, so I'll wait till we get back to you all that.
Yeah. I think that's it.
So it's going to be a busy week. Please stay watching everything on whatever social media platform you follow us on. Sean's going to be holding down the fort with the site, making sure that if any news does come out that's not related to us being on the ship, he's going to make sure to get that out. So,
and I have other eyes on it too. Yes. So that I'm hoping that nothing major breaks while we're gone, because you know, I would hope they wouldn't do that, as being that a lot of media will be on the ship. Yes. And it's hard to cover stuff at sea.
Also, Lost Princess Apparel, obviously I have access to email and the site as much as I would like. So if you do send me a message or anything like that, I probably won't get back to you until Saturday when we get off the ship. So please understand.
Yes, but you, the last pack, the more packages did go to the post office today.
Yes.
And you can also, there are Halloween pre-orders for leggings with pockets that are loaded now that you can shop through Saturday at lastprincessapparel.com.
So I guess that's really it, right?
Yeah, so I'm sorry to cut it short tonight, you guys, but we have so much to do before we have to be checked in at Coronado tomorrow. But again, we're really excited to have Martin Kleba and Kevin McNally coming to House of Mouse Expo. Definitely check out houseofmouseexpo.com to get all the information about the event, because it's going to be a really great time.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you guys are there with us to enjoy the weekend. Even if you can't make it for the whole weekend, come out for a day, and we hope to see all of you out there.
Yeah, and follow me this week, please, for your coverage from the Disney Wish. It's going to be really exciting, and I hope we can have good signal and we can all join it together. So thank you so much, and I will be definitely talking to you almost every day this week, so you're not rid of me yet.
You're guaranteed you'll hear from her till Wednesday, at least, easily, till Wednesday morning.
As much as humanly possible, yeah.
I'm sure if you're up that early on Wednesday morning when she's going to the ship, I'm sure she'll
be like, hi. We're going to the port. So thank you so much for all your support and everything that you do for us. We appreciate you so much, and we will be talking to you real soon.
Yep. Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.